From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The Israeli commission investigating the circumstances around the deadly raid on a Turkish vessel last year has cleared the government and military of wrongdoing. The commission has determined that the Israeli Defense Forces acted in self-defense, as NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports from Jerusalem.
The Turkle Commission, which has four Israelis and two foreign observers on its panel, submitted its findings today. Last year, the Mavi Marmara ship, along with several other boats, tried to break Israel's sea blockade of the Gaza Strip. The commission determined that the IDF acted correctly and that it was not at fault in the nine deaths caused when commandos raided the Turkish vessel. The commission also determined that the Gaza blockade itself adheres to international law. Israel came under severe international criticism after the raid, and a UN investigation is still underway. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Turkey's prime minister is dismissing the report, meeting with journalists in Ankara. He questioned its credibility. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is reacting to the stalemate over Iran's nuclear program. 2 days of negotiations between Iran and six world powers ended in Istanbul yesterday with no clear agreement to meet again. But on state television today, Ahmadinejad spoke as if the talks will resume. He said that if the world powers are just, a good agreement will be concluded in future sessions. The talks broke down over Iran's uranium enrichment program. A series of attacks in the Iraqi capital has killed at least six people and wounded about 30 others. NPR's Kelly McEvers reports from Baghdad that the attacks are part of a major upswing in violence after months of calm.
Police officials said four bombs planted in cars went off around Baghdad, and another bomb went off north of Baghdad. Authorities said the bombs mainly targeted Shiite pilgrims making their way to the holy city of Karbala for the annual Arba'in ritual. The ritual marks the end of the 40-day mourning period for Imam Hussein, a central figure in Shiite Islam. The latest attacks come at the end of a particularly violent week here. Suicide bombers targeting police, police recruits, and Shiite pilgrims have killed more than 100 people and injured hundreds more. While this kind of violence was the norm during the worst years of sectarian fighting, overall violence had been decreasing in recent years. Kelly McEvers, NPR News.
There's word of more suspected U.S. drone missile strikes in Pakistan. Intelligence officials there say two separate strikes have killed six suspected militants. They say one drone fired two missiles at a suspected militant on a motorcycle in North Waziristan. The attack came several hours after a drone fired two missiles at a vehicle and a house in the same area, killing four militants. Doctors say wounded Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords' rehabilitation is likely to be the hardest work she'll ever do. Giffords is in a rehab hospital in Houston and is said to be even more alert than when she was transferred from Tucson. This is NPR News. The weather could be a factor in today's NFL conference title games. Forecasters are blaming a blast of Arctic air on a Canadian clipper system moving into the U.S. from the Canadian province of Alberta. Bob Oravec of the National Weather Service says it's really cold in some places.
Very cold temperatures this morning across a good part of the northern plains. And across southern Canada also, temperatures this morning are anywhere from 20 to 30 below zero across parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin.
Forecasters say it could be around 13 degrees at kickoff this evening when the New York Jets take on the Pittsburgh Steelers at Heinz Field in the AFC Championship. It will also be cold in Chicago, where the Bears will be taking on the Green Bay Packers at Soldier Field for the NFC title. Chicago Public Radio's Alex Keefe has more on that historic rivalry.
Not since 1941, just a week after the attack on Pearl Harbor, have the Bears and the Packers faced off in the playoffs. On the line this time is a trip to Super Bowl 45 in Dallas, and as Bears coach Lovie Smith spoke to this week, bragging rights in one of football's fiercest rivalries.
There's always a team that you have to beat. To have to beat the Packers to get to the Super Bowl, our ultimate goal is the only way it should be, and we embrace that.
Everyone from governors to mayors have placed bets on their home team. Even the Catholic Church has gotten involved, with Chicago's Cardinal betting a deep dish pizza against the Milwaukee Archbishop's basket of cheese. Chicago and Green Bay met twice during the regular season and split both games. For NPR News, I'm Alex Keefe in Chicago.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR.